lay blame on my evil deeds.
With what? At the moment of enlightenment, that fellow will say, how stupid I was, imitating you. What an ignorance. But thanks God for that ignorance. We hit it before, remember? There was this fellow with bad, wrong wishes. Prophet went to visit him, remember? The fellow who wanted to have the pain of the other world to be comfortable over there and all that stuff. Remember when Prophet arrived, he said, I love this sickness because this made it possible for you to visit me. Here is exactly the same. The fellow will say, I was stupid. I was an imitator. But thanks God, because that was the key for me. And he will realize something which, again, you could remember always. Why was he looking for a camel, that imitator? Because he was imitating an honest fellow. So we will say, your honesty made me seeker. Then I was attracted to honesty when I found the camel. Because when he was imitating these fellow seeker, he knew that, okay, I'm imitating, but he really is looking for something. That honesty will influence that fellow. You realize that, yes?
Thy sincerity had made a seeker. For me, toil and search opened a sincere feeling, or honesty.
He didn't do it because the word is honesty, is not sincerity. Sedra is honesty. Because we talk always about it. The Muslim will say, Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azeem. Means that's the honest one, the honesty, the source of honesty. That's sedra, okay? He tells that your sedra, your honesty, was making me a seeker. Then my effort and my yearning opened an honesty in me. When he started, he didn't have the honesty. He said, the honesty in me was provoked by not you. Your honesty made me seeker. My seeking, practically doing it, trying, doing my best, brought me some honesty. This is how it works. Yes?
Thy honesty led thee to seek. My seeking led me to a feeling of honesty.
This is how it is, two ways. The honest one honestly will seek and find. The other one, if he seeks and finds, then he will become honest. Both will end in honesty. Yes?
I was sowing the seed of fortune in the earth. I fancied it was labor without wages and hire. Mm-hmm. 'Twas not labor without hire. 'Twas an excellent earning. Every grain that I sowed, 100 grew.
When you cultivate something, what are you doing? Do you remember we talked about this jahd and tawakkul? And over there, Rumi explained that, remember, in all the efforts you do, there is a hope over there. You hope that it will work. You know that, yes, not normally, but it could be ruined, it could hit a dead end and things like that. But normally there is a hope over there. These two are hand in hand. Here, the guy who is honest doesn't need anything because honesty is pulling. The other fellow is attracted by that honesty, but what is pulling him? Effort. Seriously seeking it. Even if you don't believe it. Because when you see it, you will believe it. But before seeing it, the ignorance is quite normal. Yes?
The thief went underhand to a certain house. When he entered, he saw that it was his own house. Mm. Be hot, O cold one, that heat may come. Put up with roughness, that ease may come. That is not two camels, it is a single camel.
Aha! This is what you find a little bit difficult to swallow. You have a month to reflect on it, because you're talking about me looking for my camel, and whatever camel you're pointing at, it's wrong, I know. It's only one for me. And isn't this imitator? He's imitating me. But he has another camel which is unique, just made for him. Did you get it? There is no two camels. This wisdom is one, is unique. So at the same time that we say you will have your own wisdom, you should develop your own wisdom, you should, or honestly believe, if you have that passion that something is missing, run for it. If not, imitate this fellow. Because no matter what, you have lost the camel, you will find it. But do not forget, there is only one camel. In the state of unity, that everything becomes one, and these quantities will disappear, in the essence is one camel. Yes?
Verbal expression is confined. The meaning is very full.
Means there was no other way to explain it to you. This is what the language is all about. I had to say this camel, that camel, that camel. This is what's wrong with wordings and language. I'm sorry. There is only one camel. Yes?
The expression always fails to reach the meaning. Hence, the prophet said, his tongue falters.
That his tongue falter, I don't know. That doesn't look like good translation to me, because it's very precise. He had said, remember, tongue is short. It's like that. That's simple. Means there is shortcoming in the language. Language is the instrument. Ha, let's go to the instrument. What kind of instrument is the language? Source, Kalam, remember? It all started with language. Human culture is language. Okay, so language is good or bad? All misunderstandings is happening with language, doesn't it? All these fellows, Zig Heil fellows, millions of them, were influenced by language. So it's good and bad. But if you honestly miss that essence of the meaning, you will realize that, oh, there is a language made for you. You run for it. We work with the language, but we should always be aware of its shortcoming and the possibility of misunderstanding. Yes?
Speech is an astrolabe in reckoning. How much does it know of the sky and the sun?
Rumi used that astrolabe for two meanings, as I remember. One is here. He will say, talking is astrolabe in hisab, in calculation, in counting, things like that. How much language knows about the sun, about galaxies, all that? Nothing. Remember. Means this is a special astrolabe with its shortcomings. The other astrolabe, remember, was love, which was the astrolabe of the secret of God. So here we say this is another instrument. This talking. But this talking doesn't know anything about the essence of the light. Especially, yes?
Especially of that galaxy whereof this heaven is a blade of straw. mm-hmm. of whose son the sun is a moat.
Yeah. That, okay. Remember, here me as Rumi, I'm giving you some milk. I'm offering you the first taste of this wisdom, which is what? Which is that feeling of something is missing. I could be better. Where is that? So this is the story of lost camel. Honestly, look for it. It is painful. You will go here and there, but it will happen. Somebody will give you an address and you found your leader. Even if you don't have that feeling, imitate these fellows. Because you will find the camel, then it will open your eyes. Because you have to have your own camel. But this is just the explanation I'm talking about. There is no two camel. The truth is one. The other dimension we are talking about is not quantities, it's qualities. But for the moment, you should accept this play of words, because I'm just giving you an astrolabe. I cannot go to Mecca for you. Because this is something you should do. You should be transformed. You should become enlightened. What can I do? Giving you the astrolabe, the instrument. This is what all these thoughts are about. Okay. اندر این گردون مکرر کن نظر زن که حق فرمود ثم ارجع بصر یک نظر قانع مشو زین سقف نور بارها بنگر ببین هل من فتور چون که گفتت کاندر این سقف نکو بارها بنگر چو مرد عیب جو پس زمین تیره را دانی که چند دیدن و تمیز باید در پسند تا بپالاییم صافان راز درد چند باید عقل ما را بند بود امتحانهای زمستان و خزان تاب تابستان بهار همچون جان بادها و ابرها و برقها تا پدید آرد عوارض فرقها تا برون آرد زمین خاک رنگ هرچه اندر جیب دارد لعل و سنگ هرچه دزدیده از این خاک دژم از خزانه حق و دریای کرم شهنه تقریب روید راست کو آنچه بردی شهر واده مو به مو دوز یعنی خواب روید هیچ هیچ شهنه او را در کشد در پیچ پیچ شهنه گاهش لطف گوید چون شکر گه برآویزد کند هرچه بتر تا میان قهر و لطفان خفیه ها ظاهر آید ذاتش خوف و رجا آن بهاران لطف شهنه کبریاست وان خزان تهدید و تخفیف خداست وان زمستان چهار میخ معنوی تا تو ای دزد خفی ظاهر شد پس مجاهد را زمانی بست دل یک زمانی قبض و درد و قش و غل زن که این آب و گلی کبدان ماست منکر و دزد زیای جان هاست حب تعالی گرم سرد و رنج و درد بر تن ما می نهد ای شیر مرد خوف و جوع و نقص اموال و بدن جمله بهر نقد جان ظاهر شدن این وعید و وعده ها انگیخته است بهر این نیک و بدی کامیخته است چون که حق و باطلی آمیختند نقد و قلب اندر پروندن ریختند پس محک می بایدش بگزیده ای در حقایق امتحان ها دیده ای تا شود فاروق این تزویرها تا برد دستور این تدبیرها شیرده ای مادر موسی ورا و اندر آب افکن میندیش از بلا هر که در روز الستان شیر خورد همچون موسی شیر را تمییز کرد گر تو بر تمییز طفلت موله ای این زمان یا ام موسی اروی تا ببیند طعم شیر مادرش آفرون آید به دایه بد سرش اشتری گم کرده ای معتمد هر کسی زشتر نشانت میدهد تو نمیدانی که آن اشتر کجاست لیک دانی که این نشانی ها خطاست